You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WXEO Daily News Roundup for Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 FM and 1230 AM in Wausau.
More federal offices across Wisconsin may be closing. Targeted by the Department of Government Efficiency, the office led by billionaire Elon Musk has already released a list of at least 6 government offices to either be eliminated or reduced. And now there are 16 of them, and 4 are right here in central Wisconsin. Musk's team is planning to close the Social Security Administration in Wausau off of Grand Avenue. Also, the Defense Contract Management Agency in Merrill, as well as the Bureau of Indian Affairs in Shawnee. And in Stevens Point, the Rural Housing Service will close, which the Trump administration says will save over $896,000. Other leases terminated statewide include offices for U.S. attorneys, U.S. Food and Drug Administration, Federal Highway, and the Internal Revenue Service. And the largest office on the closure list is the Bureau of Indian Affairs, located in Ashland. They employ at least 40 employees, and it's not clear whether they'd keep their jobs. And Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call and 22 other attorney generals have filed a second motion for enforcement in relation to the Trump administration's federal funding freeze. Lisa Hale has more.
According to the motion, the administration is continuing to block hundreds of millions of dollars in grants despite multiple court orders against the freeze. The motion asks the court to require the release of funding if the Trump administration is unable to provide evidence that it's already been unfrozen. The court previously granted the first motion for enforcement.
And the Wausau Police Department warns of a new scam involving fake EasyPass text messages demanding payment for unpaid tolls. So scammers are sending these text messages claiming that you owe money on tolls that you must pay immediately to avoid fines or even having your car impounded. If you get that message, don't click any links and be sure to delete the text. Wisconsin's healthcare costs are some of the most expensive in the nation, and employers worry they'll just keep rising. Melissa Kay reports.
88% of employers predict their healthcare costs will increase even more this year. Scott Manley is WMC's Executive Vice President of Government Relations. He stated, "These costs are not only a competitive disadvantage as they dip into employee compensation, investment opportunities, and more, but they also hurt Wisconsin families." When asked what state government could do to help businesses, 41% of respondents answered, "Make healthcare more affordable." Wisconsin's healthcare costs are among the 5th highest in the nation.
And a MAGA-aligned group says some in-person early voting locations in Wisconsin are unfair. Here's Lisa Hale with more.
That assertion is made in letters from the American First Policy Institute to the Wisconsin Elections Commission and local election officials in Madison, La Crosse, and in Oshkosh, all of which have significant number of college students who tend to vote Democrat. AFPI claims sites located near college campuses violate state law and amount to something called early voting poll location gerrymandering. The letters urge local officials to remedy the issue by providing early voting locations that don't provide an advantage to either political party. Early voting begins March 18th for the April 1st election, which includes a crucial seat on the Wisconsin Supreme Court.
And daylight saving time starts this weekend. We spring forward and move the clocks 1 hour ahead. While that means extra light in the evening, it also means losing an hour of sleep. Doctors say children and teens are especially prone to health impacts of getting less sleep. So families should plan ahead now. Adjust bedtime. Make it about 15 minutes earlier every day before the actual time changes. Republicans in Congress are working on budget plans that could cut funding to Medicaid, which would impact healthcare for millions of disabled and low-income Americans. Savannah Tomei Olson breaks down the possible cuts and how many Wisconsinites rely on this funding.
In the House, lawmakers passed a budget resolution instructing the Energy and Commerce Committee to cut $880 billion from the budget over the next 9 years. Experts say those cuts are impossible without slashing funding to Medicaid. The state federal program provides coverage for 18% of Wisconsinites. That's 1.2 million people here. That includes 1 in 3 Wisconsin kids and 4 in 7 nursing home residents. residents across the state. Liz Williams, senior policy analyst for Kaiser Family Foundation.
Medicaid is jointly funded by states and the federal government, so any restrictions in federal Medicaid spending really leaves states with tough choices about how to offset reductions.
Williams says states only have a couple options, including increasing state tax revenues, decreasing spending on non-Medicaid services like education, or decreasing coverage for other groups. Republicans are targeting these programs for lower funding in order to pay for Donald Trump's tax cuts from 2017. They're set to expire. According to the Center on Policy and Budget Priorities, nearly half that money would go toward the top 5% of Americans with the most wealth. Republicans' tax cuts under this plan would cost $4.5 trillion.
And a free workshop in Wausau, profitability for your mobile food and catering business. It'll offer potential food truck and catering business owners insights into financial strategies, management, and licensing. It'll feature expertise from entrepreneur Peter Robertson. The event is free, and it's happening this Saturday at North Star Restoration on Stewart Avenue. Starts at 9 a.m. and will last about 4 hours. And of course, lunch will be provided by a local food truck. Passionate Central Wisconsinites took part in one over 900 protests across the nation on Tuesday to advocate against the Trump administration's goal of gutting the Department of Education. Derek Tritz tells us more.
Students, faculty, teachers, and parents marched down Clark Street, Stevens Point, despite the gloomy weather, holding signs in support of teachers and funding public education. Leading the charge was co-president of the Stevens Point Area Representative Council, Elizabeth Felt.
Public education needs to be funded in order for it to work. And right now, we're just barely surviving with the funding we have. To cut even more is catastrophic.
The Department of Education is responsible for about 8% of direct funding for elementary and secondary schools in the U.S., but has historically operated to help fill gaps where state and local funding hasn't been enough, according to their government webpage. This figure also does not include the billions of dollars given out in grants, work study, and loans for higher education. Currently, the Department of Education is here to stay without the congressional approval to dismantle it, and with a slim Republican majority, that isn't likely to happen. However, President Trump has not backed down from the idea of abolishing it.
It's about time to spring ahead. Yep, it's the shortest weekend of the year, with us losing an hour of sleep Saturday night. At 2 a.m., clocks will roll ahead to 3 a.m. Phones will automatically do this for us, but those traditional clocks on the wall, you'll need to adjust them. So it's also a good time to change out the batteries on smoke and carbon monoxide detectors, too. And this sudden shift in time may make us sleepy and affect our moods a little. So try to start adjusting your sleep schedule now. And this weekend, it's the 15th annual Central Wisconsin RV and Camping Show. It starts Friday, featuring various RVs, camping gear, and outdoor activities. It's all happening at the Central Wisconsin Convention and Expo Center. That's on Market Street in Rothschild. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
Wisconsin gets the win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. The Badgers beat the Gophers in Minnesota. Matt LaPay on the Badgers radio network.
Inbounds pass to Tanjay. They'll let him dribble out the clock, and the Badgers make it 9 straight against Minnesota. Wisconsin had to work for it, but Greg Gard's team gets the job done as the Badgers win it by 7. Final score tonight, Wisconsin 74, Minnesota 67.
John Blackwell with 25 points. The Badgers 21 for 24 from the free throw line. That's the best in the nation. Greg Gard.
You know, you get on the road, you find a way, you know, and I thought we had some decent looks from three. But the fact that we were able to really be solid with the ball the second half and get to the free throw line was really important.
Marquette with a loss at UConn, 72 to 66. The Golden Eagles host number 6th ranked St. John's on Saturday. NBA, the Bucks over the shorthanded Mavericks, 137 to 107. Giannis scoring his 20,000th career point.
20,000 points is obviously when I go on the court, I'm a competitor. I'm going to compete. That's who I am. I'm a fighter.
That's Giannis Antetokounmpo with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Valeria Baldwin says her husband Alex suffered so much guilt after accidentally shooting and killing someone on the set of the film Rust that he sank into such a depression he wanted to kill himself. The actor's wife says since the incident, he has had heart issues and multiple hospital stays. The information was revealed on the couple's reality show on TLC called The Baldwins. I'm not calling myself a hero, but now that I've informed you of this news, you don't have to watch The Baldwins. The Sound of Music turned 60 this week. It's a film pretty much beloved by all and is one of the top 10 grossing films of all time. Nevertheless, George Von Trapp, aka Christopher Plummer, was not a fan. According to the New York Post, Plummer complained constantly and thought the story was gooey, at one point referring to the title as The Sound of Mucus. A few years ago, star Julie Andrews shared that she felt Plummer was in over his head musically. Let's be honest, he probably just did the film for the do-re-mi. The tabloids love to stir up trouble and are continuing to do so following last week's Oscars broadcast. After Kieran Culkin won Best Supporting Actor for his role in A Real Pain, cameras caught Edward Norton, who also was nominated for his role in A Complete Unknown, leaning over and saying the F-word to his wife. It's not 100% clear what he said or if he was referring to the fact that he lost or if he's the most awkward romantic ever. Margaret Qualley's star is on the rise after a small but star-making role in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood and playing opposite Demi Moore in this year's Oscar-nominated The Substance, the world is pretty much her oyster. After a really unnecessary James Bond music tribute at the Oscars last week, which happened just in time as Bond was killed off 2 years ago, fans are now saying they hope the daughter of Andy McDowell becomes a Bond girl. Quite a leap. If you're heading to the theater this weekend while the snow melts, here are some moving pictures you might enjoy, especially if you're into sci-fi. Opening in wide release is Mickey 17. It's being called a sci-fi comedy, drama, mystery, thriller. It covers a lot of bases. I think the only genre they're missing is adult film. The movie stars Robert Pattinson, who plays an expendable on a dangerous mission to colonize a planet covered with ice. The film is getting mad love from critics with an 87% and certified fresh rating on Rotten Tomatoes. Another new sci-fi film that hits theaters, In the Lost Land, stars Mila Jovovich and David Bautista. The film is about a queen who sends a sorceress into forbidden lands to find magical powers, kind of a necessity in the sorcery game. It's a nice cast and sounds fun, but is batting about a 50% with just a handful of reviews in. If science fiction isn't your thing, there are still lots of leftovers in the theaters from the last couple weeks, and most Oscar films are available to stream. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 35 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 15 will be our low. Tomorrow, sunshine, 34. We'll get to 37 Saturday, then back to the 40s to 50s by Sunday and Monday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now at 19.
That's your WXCO Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at BullFallsRadio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.